Governor Scott Walker and State Superintendent Tony Evers say they're developing a new accountability system apart from No Child Left Behind. The goal is to find multiple ways of evaluating student and school performance based on college and career readiness. It'll apply to every publicly funded school, including charter or choice schools. Evers says the new system will be more fair and accurate than the one-size-fits-all approach of No Child Left Behind.
It will help us target low-performing schools and target high-performing schools, whereas the present system doesn't have those shades of differentiation. The reason that's important is, as a state, we have an obligation to take the practices in those high-performing schools and spread them across the state to other schools.
The governor's office lists more than a dozen invited partners for the design team, which includes the Wisconsin Education Association Council. But a WEAC spokeswoman says the union is wary of Governor Walker's record, including his restrictions on collective bargaining for public workers and the $700 million cut to education he recently signed off on.
Having them participate doesn't mean they have to support everything I may have supported in the past or will be in the future.
Governor Walker says, at least among the teachers he knows, there's interest in being part of the process.
Whether it's WEAC or AFT or others, to have a seat at the table, because the more inclusive this is, the better off it is. And I think, having talked to the superintendent, in the end, they're going to see this as a good process and want to be a part of it.
Superintendent Evers says if the federal government grants them a waiver from No Child Left Behind, they aim to have a new design in place by next spring. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.